Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2533, The Do's and Don'ts of Running Shoes by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Saturday. Thank you so much for being here and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. All right, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. The Do's and Don'ts of Running Shoes by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. You decide to start running, or running again, and dig out those old gym shoes from the back of your closet. Now you're ready to go. Not so fast, Speedy. If your shoes have mud stains from your trip to the lake 2 summers ago, it's probably time for an update. How can you tell if you need an update? What should you look for in running shoes? Here's a quick guide on the do's and don'ts of running shoes. Running shoes do's. 1. Do buy for comfort. The number one consideration when buying running shoes should be the comfort. There are a lot of misconceptions about running shoe fit, but simply put, buy what feels good to you. You shouldn't feel any rubbing or tightness around your foot. They should feel comfortable. The amount of cushion, support, and structure are all personal preferences. Visit a specialty running store and try a variety of different pairs to compare and contrast the differences. 2. Do buy one size bigger than your street shoes. Your feet expand and swell when you run, so in order to avoid blisters and to keep all of your toenails, it is advised to buy your running shoes up to one size bigger than your street shoes. If you wear an 8 in dress shoes, you may want to consider wearing a 9 in running shoes. No one can see the number on the box. Aim for about a thumb's width of space between where your toes end and the end of the shoe inside the toe box. 3. Do replace every 300 to 500 miles. Running shoes generally have a lifespan of 300 to 500 miles, usually every 4 to 6 months for most runners. Then they start to lose their shock-absorbing qualities. Continuing to wear worn-out shoes can lead to injuries, so it's best to replace your shoes when you start to see noticeable changes in the tread or inside in the midsoles. A lot of runners wear them too long and set themselves up for problems. Usually your body will tell you when it's time to replace by delivering new aches and pains. It's important to stay on top of it. And 4, do alternate shoes. I know running shoes are expensive, but you can extend the life of your shoes and possibly reduce injuries by alternating the shoes you wear every time you run, especially if you run every day. Different wear patterns can change the way you strike the ground, even in subtle ways. Simply changing shoes every other day can decrease the chance of repetitive use injuries. Allowing an extra day or two for the insoles to decompress can extend their life. Running shoes don'ts. 1. Don't buy for color. I know we gotta look good, right? but don't buy your running shoes for their pretty colors or their flashy designs. Buy the shoes that feel good on your feet, no matter if they are yellow or green, plaid or polka dot. I know it's magic when the shoes that fit and feel the best also look fantastic, but don't be too rigid on your running shoes matching your favorite running shorts. Buy for feel first. 2. Don't wear your running shoes when you're not running. Running shoes can be expensive, so extend their life by only wearing them when you're out for a run. The 300 to 500 mile rule applies to every step. Your shoes don't know if you're running for the bus or running for exercise. The more non-running miles you put on your shoes, the faster they will wear out. Buy a less expensive pair of cross trainers for your trip to the mall to run errands or your cardio dance class. Save the running shoes for running. And 3, don't buy based on online reviews. Running shoes from the major shoe manufacturers are all good in some way. That's why they generally cost so much. Online reviews can only tell you what an individual has experienced, but that's not an indicator of how well they will work for you. You won't know if a shoe will be appropriate for you until you try it on and run in it. Everyone is different, and the perfect shoe for one runner could be a disaster for another. If one runner hates a particular running shoe, that doesn't mean it won't be the absolute perfect shoe for you. The key is to find the right shoe for your running style, and no one else can really tell you that without spending some time with you. Take online reviews with a grain of salt. Try on lots of shoes, test them out if you can, and discover what you like best. You just listened to the post titled, The Do's and Don'ts of Running Shoes by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search, but what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Leah, mentioned that you want to use running shoes for running. That also means don't wear those shoes when you're weight training or weight lifting. If you're going to the gym and only doing weightlifting or weight-bearing exercises, you really want the flattest shoes possible. Okay, so for me, I have really picky feet. I dread shopping for new athletic shoes because it always takes me forever to find just the right pair. And yes, I do have separate pairs of shoes, one for weight training, one for running. So shopping for two different pairs of shoes is always dreadful. Now, I don't care at all about what they look like. My goal is comfort every time. And still, it takes me forever to find a pair that fits comfortably. One time, I thought I would save time by asking my coach at the gym and some people in my gym classes what shoes they prefer. They recommended one specific brand really highly. Let's just say it was a good thing I didn't just go online and buy them without trying them on. You remember again how today's author Leah said that everyone is different and the perfect shoe for one person could be a disaster for another? Yeah, that's what it felt like when I tried on this brand of shoe, a disaster. I tried on different versions of this shoe brand, but nothing fit right. After many trips to different stores and irritating many shoe store employees, I finally found a pair that was comfortable. How do I know they're truly comfortable? I ask myself whether these shoes pass the Disneyland test, meaning, could I imagine walking around Disneyland all day wearing these shoes? If so, then they're the winners. So please have patience with yourself and don't settle for shoes that just kind of fit. Find those that fit perfectly and pass the Disneyland test. I promise, if I can find them, you can too. They do exist. Oh, and of course, if you're shopping for running shoes and you buy them because they pass the Disneyland test, that doesn't mean you should wear them to Disneyland. Remember, that's just a test of comfort. Only wear them when you're running. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.